Process number 18, finding the feeling place. When to use this process? When you want to improve a situation? When you want more money? When you want a better job? When you want a happier relationship? Or when you want a better feeling body? Current emotional set point range. This finding the feeling place process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 9, pessimism, and number 17, anger. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Because you're generally giving much more attention to the aspects of your life that you're living right now, whatever you're living is carrying more vibrational weight, so to speak, than what you're desiring or imagining. In other words, if you have a desire to be slender, even though you're considerably overweight at the moment, the aspects of your now experience are probably outweighing the vibrations of your visualizations. Often people will say, "Well, I'm not happy over here. I wish I could be over there." But when asked what it is about over there that they desire, usually they'll just explain to you what's wrong with being over here. Even though they use words such as, "I want to be over there," or "I want what is over there," their vibration is much more about over here, where they now stand, than about where they want to be. As in our earlier gas gauge example of how unhelpful it would be for you to put a happy face sticker on your dashboard to cover the empty tank indicator, in like manner, there's no value in using happy sounding words if you don't feel happy. The law of attraction is not responding to your words, but instead is responding to the vibrations that are radiating from you. It's quite possible for you to use all the right-sounding words at the same time that you're in a state of powerful resistance to your own well-being, for the words you use are not important. How you feel is what matters. The finding the feeling place process is most helpful in making sure that you're radiating a vibration that will serve you, for this is a process that will help you realize what you are actually attracting. It's one of using your imagination to pretend that your desire has already come about and you're now living the details of that desire. As you focus upon what it feels like to be living your desire, you cannot at the same time be feeling the absence of your desire. So, with practice, you can tip the scale, so to speak, so that even though your desire has not actually manifested, you're offering a vibration as if it has, and then it must. Again, the universe does not know if you're offering your vibration because you're living what you're living or because you're imagining that you're living it. In either case, it answers the vibration and the manifestation must follow. For example, let's say that you go to your mailbox and you find the second notice of another unpaid bill. And as you open the envelope, you feel very uncomfortable because right now you do not know how you're going to pay it. This bill is already overdue and there are several other overdue bills, so you feel overwhelmed and discouraged. "I want more money," you say. "I want a lot more money," you say with even more emphasis. But you're offering empty, hollow words that have no impact on your point of attraction whatsoever because your words are not your point of attraction. Your point of attraction is your practiced vibrational offering, and the way you feel is the real indicator of what your point of attraction is. Right now, you're pulsing with emotions that clearly match your state of not having enough money. Your goal in this process is to conjure images that cause you to offer a vibration that allows money. Your goal is to create images that feel good to you. Your goal is to find the feeling place of what it would be like to have enough money, rather than finding the feeling place of what it is like to not have enough money. Now, you could remember a time when you had more money, or even a time when, even though you did not necessarily have more money, at least you were not feeling the stress of too many bills. And when you find that memory, try to remember as many details as possible in order to try to feel it even more. You could pretend that you have more money than you have any sensible use for. Pretend that you have so much money you do not know where to keep it all. And imagine you have tons of it in the pantry and under the bed. See yourself going to the bank with buckets of change that you're converting to dollar bills. See yourself taking $5, $10, and $20 bills and having them converted to $100 bills just for the sake of more efficient storage. You could pretend that you have a credit card with an unlimited balance that is easily paid, a sort of magic card that you use several times every day because it's very efficient, and then once a month you casually write a check that pays for all the charges you've incurred. Pretend that the ratio of your money in the bank to this month's credit card balance is so great that paying the bill is inconsequential to your experience. The more often you play this finding the feeling place process, the better you'll be at playing it and the more fun it will become. When you pretend or selectively remember, you activate new vibrations and your point of attraction shifts. And when your point of attraction shifts, your life will improve regarding every subject for which you have found a new feeling place.